Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Mavis, this afternoon on Spectrum, singing Yahweh. What a beautiful song indeed. Right now, we're crossing over to chat with Ntabi Muntsumgoma, a wife, a mother, TV presenter, and life coach. And this afternoon, we're tackling the issue of the meaning and value of the times we are in. And how do we make the most out of time, you know, during and post COVID-19? Ntabi, welcome to Spectrum on Radio Pulpit. And how are you this afternoon?
I'm blessed and highly favored, Nemoko, and how are you?
I'm good, my sister. It's so good to have you on air, finally.
Thank you. Finally. And I'm very humble.
Happening. So, Ausin Tabi, let's get into it. How do we make the most of time, especially during what we are facing as a nation?
We can't talk first about making the most of time without analyzing the things.
Yeah. Okay.
That we are facing, and the challenges and the panics that are happening around this time during the COVID pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be cognizant of the fact that, especially as Christian people, there is this belief that is going around that we could possibly be living, you know, in the end times.
Huh.
And when I did my research by Dr. Derry Balk, he is saying the following shocking statistics with regards to for us to be first cognizant of the fact that we are indeed in a space where we need to be alert of the signs that are happening around us that are leading to the notion that could be, hey, are we in the end of times? A pandemic is another form of a plague that has befallen humankind, you know, in the world.
Yeah.
And the statistics that he shows, really, he says that one of the signs that shows that we need to really be open and be alert is the fact that 70% of the pastors really do think of that notion that there's 83% rise of false prophets.
Huh.
And that 81% of believers' love has been growing cold for the Lord.
Yeah.
There's a lot of panics that are running around. People asking if God is really existing,
sure,
if God can really see what is happening. People forgetting where God has taken them. And just because there is now a plague that is happening and people are running around to prophets and sangomas, they are running around to hospitals, they are running around like headless chickens without them now, kind of reflecting back to, but Lord, I know where you've taken me from before.
Sure.
And as a result, I will trust in you even at this point.
Hmm.
I mean, the moral collapse. We have seen people, you know, screaming and ranting and raving about why has the alcohol been closed. and people are so angry that, you know, they can't have parties. And if humankind would really understand that this is the time that we precisely need to be sitting back.
Sure.
To reflect. On why are things happening the way they are. Is it true, really, indeed, that it is the coming of the Lord, or rather the coming of the Lord is near? But these are the times that even myself and yourself and other people who really understand the the interpretation of what the times we are living in right now would be to think, which is, Lord, it is time for us to now start fixing ourselves.
Amen.
We can't really be ignorant, rather, if I can use for lack of a better word, ignorant of the fact that, of course, we are humans. We need food to eat. We need the basic needs. We need jobs. You know, we need ways in which we can make money.
Yeah.
But for me, this is a very divine space and moment. That if all these years I have been running around chasing money, counting his money, trying to please people, trying to please friends, me being exhausted, finding myself, you know, being worn out and tired, and boom, the pandemic comes in. And suddenly, I'm supposed to stay indoors. And suddenly, the savings are depleting, and where to from here?
Yeah.
A lot of people, often Paul, have been in a space, and myself included, you know, my family included, where we had to sit down and go back to the word and kind of analyze and understand where are we right now, and what is it that God has deposited in us that we have been running away from for all these years, that God is now saying, my servant, my chosen ones, it is time for you to fix your muscles and speak on my power and my greatness, on what I can do according to the book of the Second Chronicles, on if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray. God is calling for us to start being humble.
Sure.
To sit back, to think, to breathe, and to think about the things that he has bestowed in us that we've been running away from for all these years. You know what's the funny thing about this whole thing?
Yeah.
It's the fact that people are starting to recognize that indeed what God has bestowed in them for all these years, the years that they are running away from, number one, it is the very same thing that is giving them contentment and peace with the gifts that God has bestowed in them. Number two, it is the same thing that actually brings them closer to God, causing them to live a more clean and righteous life because of being conscious of what God has bestowed in them. And three, these are the very same things that God is helping us and giving us money with. And we thought to meet Imang Suwala, and go and work there. I'm going to work and earn a salary, only to find out that God had deposited bigger and greater things to me, and recognizing that during this time, it is the time that I actually now start being active in executing what gift that God has given me. And I can tell you right now, people are coming to that recognition. And they are coming into that consciousness.
Wow. Family, if you just joined us, on the line with Ntabi Montsumgoma, and this afternoon we're looking at the meaning and value of the times we are in. How do we make the most out of time, you know, during and post COVID-19? Now, Ausin Ntabi, this brings me to asking you, how then do we sort of fix ourselves? Do I fix myself in terms of, do I look at my attitude, you know, the things that I have been doing wrong? What happens in me trying to fix myself during this time?
You know, believe it or not, every human being knows what they need to do.
Yeah.
You can go to a person who drinks alcohol, and you have a one-on-one with them while they're drunk, and they're telling you, you know, I just want to live a righteous life, and ask them a question, what do I need to do? And they will tell you, I know I need to do 1, 2, and 3.
Sure.
But for the purpose of this show, here's the thing. People have painted God as this daddy that is angry, that is cheeky, that, you know, God will punish you, as some of the false prophets would say, if you don't give me this, then God will do this. And that is not the God that we serve.
Sure.
God is so loving and so righteous that when he says to his children, come ye all who are weary and who are heavy laden, I will give you rest. That's what God wants to do for us right now. God wants us to say, Lord, look, I've messed up and I want to come clean. And even when I want to come clean, I want to be a better human being.
Yeah.
I know that every human being wants to become a better human being. If we can let go of pride, if we can let go of anger, if we can let go of bad attitude,
unforgiveness.
If we can let go of unforgiveness, if we can let go of undermining other people,
come on now.
We can let go of us thinking that we are better than other people, if we can let go of the I am silo, I am an island mentality. If we can let go of the things that are holding us back to, you know, reaching our potential, and start being the people whom we want how other people to treat us, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we can start being there for other people and lend a helping hand or even an ear to say, oh, Paul, are you good? Are you okay?
Sure.
Not that I've got much to give, but this time calls for us to actually come together and hold hands. But can I shock you, Austin Paul?
Yeah.
This time has taught us to go back into the soil. And let me explain what I mean by that. I'm a lover of history, and I love to research on where we come from, where our forefathers come from as Africans. You see, Africa is a very rich land. And we know by the history that has been given to us that even when the colonizers came into this continent, they found our great-grandfathers and great-grandmothers on the field as entrepreneurs, plowing, bartering, and having more than enough to give, and the communities were not this poor. Now, when we came into that space now, when we were growing up, when I was in primary school, I know that I used to do a subject called sewing.
Mm-hmm.
But boys were given a task to go to the garden.
Garden, yeah, sure.
And go and do gardening. That's what they used to call it, gardening.
Mm.
And as people were doing gardening, many people felt and thought that it's a dirty space to be in. Because we've been conditioned in our minds that when you work in the garden, you are actually a nobody. You are nothing. You deserve to be
paid too much.
But here's the thing. People did not, because they were phrasing these things badly so that we can actually go and aspire to work in offices where they can actually give us money and while we are making millions for them, you know, in production and otherwise, we neglected the soil. Now, God is calling his own people to say, I have given you the riches, and your riches are in the land that we are so struggling with right now, Austin Paul. But if we can go back to the soil, and I'm going to quote one of my ladies that I'm mentoring right now. She's based in New York, Mekele. We have done and established Soil Africa Global. She speaks about the importance of the therapy and healing that is just in the soil before you actually consume even the fruit and the goods that are going to come out of that soil. And people don't know this. The soil, the smell of the soil, when the rain, you know, after the rain has fallen, and you know the smell.
I know that smell,
But people don't know that being frequent in that space is a space of healing, and it's a space of nurturing, of calm. But now, if we can get into that habit again to say, okay, there is no food and there's no job and these businesses are closed down.
Sure.
Let me go and go back to my yard and in my backyard, no matter how small it is, have a little portion where I can be able to have my own garlic, to have my own ginger, to have my own things that I will have out of my garden.
Yeah.
Look, healing comes from the soil. Every medicine that is being sold to us made to be cleaned is what comes out of the soil.
True.
So what I'm trying to say here is that in the times that we are living in, the pandemic times where people are running around, where there's so much uncertainty of the time, where people are actually spending their time chasing things that are outside instead of looking at God who dwells inside of them.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of things that may be deemed small, or things that you may have been told are dirty, but that's where life is. So if we can go back to the soil and open pot, that is the space where we will find healing, as I've said earlier on.
Sure. Wow. What you're saying is you know, it was just so eye-opening. And I think also, you know, how I have seen, you know, how time, especially during this pandemic season, is that, you know, families were also forced to be together because we were at a place in our lives where fathers were always at work or traveling, or, you know, mothers doing this and that, you know, myself included, always caught up in something that we never really had time with our families, you know, to come together, to worship as a family, share the word amongst ourselves. I would come to work, share the word on air. When I get home, I'm busy. I have a Zoom meeting. I have this, I have that. There was never really time. And I've seen how COVID has sort of brought us together. You know, when you sit and reflect, when I'm fixing myself, I realize that this time has brought families together in a way, one way or the other.
The Bible says that if you hate your brother, you are as good as hating the Lord.
Hmm.
And for many of us, as we come to that reflective space, as you are saying, the COVID has caused us to start fellowshipping. And fellowshipping in a true sense.
Yeah.
Because many of us used to go to churches. We became hypocrites that stood at the corners of the streets, praying for people to hear and saying many things that, you know, as if we were really, you know, understanding and in tune and in sync and in syncopated in the Lord, while we were just being hypocrites, wanted to be seen and wanted to be in positions in churches. You know, God has stripped off the sheep from the goats during this time. And now, as you're saying, that as we came together as families, you know, having to fellowship together. Here's the most painful thing that I'm going to say. Some of the families during this time, there was a consciousness or a reawakening that showed that, in fact, this family was not of the foundation of God. And people went their separate ways. And as much as it may be a kind of, you know, controversial what I'm saying, God is really, you know, separating his own from the ones that are not his own. And sometimes, especially during this time, it becomes the most painful experience when you have to be removed from this person. And you know deep down in your heart that this person is not good for me. All these years, there's been nothing but has been bringing the worst and insulting me and the Lord and putting me down and belittling me. And now this time became a differentiator for people to recognize who is God in their life. People, if they would understand that when God removes them from these spaces, even, God is saying, come back to me because my grace is sufficient for you.
Amen.
I have often for people that I am coaching, I have people, even during the COVID times, that have been separated from their relationship and are now living the most peaceful and the blessed and a wonderful life, and God is providing them more than what He may have withheld their blessings so that people, babbling wrong, don't get to partake in these blessings. And the moment God removed them, you know, they were able to flourish and to be the best, and God provided them exceedingly abundantly above what they have asked for.
It's a very
tricky moment.
It is
a conundrum.
It is
a really tricky space when I also recall. But I remain dignity. Because you cannot keep on saying, "Oh, shame, it is because of the pandemic. Why is the pandemic? I don't know how a pandemic. Let us talk about us and what God is dealing with.
Do a self introspection.
And the introspection of our state to reflect and to say, Lord, what is my standing with you? If the Lord would come right now, what will my standing be? If it happens that I get sick tomorrow and I land in hospital and I happen to come back as a corpse, what is my standing with you? And that is the most important thing. This is the time when we have to go back to God and say, Lord, and lift our hands and say, I have sinned against you, and be like a prodigal son who will say, I'm not even fit to be called your own, and have God embrace us and give us the robe and put us in our rightful position and say, welcome home, my child, and give us the position and give us the robe, you know, that God had for us from when we, from the beginning of time, and live righteously. It's time for panic. Time for panic doesn't work now.
Mm.
Time to be running around to say, I just need somewhere else as a refugee. Your friend is not a refugee right now. Not even your life coach is going to be a refugee right now.
Mm.
Your life coach must point you back to your foundation where you come from.
Amen.
The soil. Mm. Where
sure.
God has created you from.
Mm.
And go back to the space and say, Lord, here I am. I thought I knew. I thought I could do this without you.
Mm.
And God is so loving. He is caring. He is merciful. He is gracious. He is righteous. He is loving. He is that Father that will embrace you and say, look, I will spare your life and I will ensure that I give you the promises that I've made for you.
Sure. Amen. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. How do people get hold of you? If our listeners would like to keep in touch with you in terms of life coaching, you know, also be part of your sessions, how do we get hold of you?
Okay. The Facebook handle that I have is Nthabi Nonjabulo Muntsumngoma.
Okay.
That's on Facebook.
All right.
And they can also go to my website, www.nthabim.com.
Okay.
They can also send an email to Nthabi@nthabim.com or admin@nthabim.com. If they want to make bookings for one-on-one coaching sessions, they can call me or send a WhatsApp to 083-617-8838.
Yes, thank you so much, Ausin Thabi Muntsumngoma. Thank you so much for availing yourself this afternoon, and we will talk again in the future.
Thank you so much for having me, ma'am.
Thank you. Have a blessed day. Her name is Nthabi Muntsumngoma. You get her on Facebook, Nthabi Nonjabulo Muntsumngoma on Facebook. You can also visit her website, www.nthabim.com, or send her an email, nthabi@nthabim.com. I'll repeat it again, www.nthabim, Nthabi is N-T-H-A-B-I-M, nthabim.com, or send her an email, nthabi@nthabim.com. Oh, and she also left her contact details. You can call her or WhatsApp her on 083-617-8838. If you want to keep in touch with Coach Nthabi, or call her or send her a WhatsApp message, 083-617-8838. Right now, time for the 5 o'clock news.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.